Time for our local hero spotlight.
I just wanted to make sure that you're not picking up any of the sound of fans on my end, because I can turn them off.
It's not too bad.
I'll turn it off.
No need to suffer.
For you, Monty, anything.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, and Anthony Maloney from Rice Fruit Farm, Main Street in Wilbraham. Anthony, first question, what is a rice fruit?
So the rice family name, it can be a little tricky for someone who's never heard of it or knows its history, for sure. So probably wouldn't have been the first choice, but we kicked around changing the name when we bought it in 2012, decided against it real quick, and thankfully so.
And that's because that Rice Fruit Farm is an institution in Wilbraham. Tell me a little bit about the history of that fruit farm in Wilbraham.
Like you said, it's been a generational thing. It was established in 1894, so it's been around a lot longer than myself and anybody really, but it's been a farm stand since 1894, but it was in the late 60s is when they kind of put on the addition and started doing the market and the cider donuts and the bakery, and of course, able to expand on the farm stand itself, the native and local produce.
So are you more of a stand, or are you a farm and a farm stand?
We are a cafe, bakery, farm stand / market, and a homemade ice cream area as well that goes year-round.
That you're making with Hood Ice Cream, which is the local milk that I grew up drinking.
Yep, and we sell McCray's Farm milk there, and that goes in all our coffees and lattes and milkshakes.
This is a generational farm stand called Rice Fruit Farm in Wilbraham, but you are not a rice. How did you get involved with this generational farm?
We have a background in real estate, and we have a background in ice cream. We own Cindy's Drive-In in Granby, Mass. We've had that for a little over 25 years. And Cindy's my mom, actually. And my little brother runs that now. But Rice Fruit Farm was opened up by myself and my brother. And he lives in Wilbraham. He lives a stone's throw away from the farm. And when it came on the market, it piqued our interest. And they didn't have ice cream. We knew the ice cream. And we had a background in restaurant. And he had been going in there previously, myself too, as a customer. So we knew what it used to be. It had been closed for about 6 years at the time. It was an opportunity and was the right fit for us.
So Antonio, I'm kind of curious, you know, we're 4 months into the pandemic, and I think a lot of us live in communities where we have either rediscovered or deepened our love for the corner farm stand, you know, corner general store. And I'm just wondering what your experience was and how did the community use what you were selling? What kind of niche did you fill and are still filling?
We were very fortunate, you know, that we were able to stay in business, but we made changes. We had to close up our inside dining room. We were allowed to stay open on the premise of it was a takeout restaurant, a farm stand, and also we provided the essentials of eggs, dairy, and soups, and ice cream, and produce. So we were able to stay open on that need, and we were actually able to adjust some of the product that we were able to get in. Sometimes that people weren't able to find elsewhere, whether it was toilet paper, the eggs, the milk, and it was so funny. On any given day, you never knew. All of a sudden, you sold more eggs in one day than you have in the past 2 weeks. So we were able to keep our supply chain going, which was nice. We had a lot of people thankful, and it was a little bit of a sense of normalcy as we worked through the changes. So it was a little stressful, but weathered the storm, and things have gotten better. The weather's gotten better.
So, Antonio, usually I might be asking the question of a farm, like, can you sort of share what crops are coming in? But again, you're sourcing from a lot of farms, but a lot of these crops end up in your ice cream. Can you share, like, what are some flavors that you will be serving up through the summer?
We deal with a lot of the local farmers and producers, et cetera. We sell a ton of honey, a ton of maple syrup. So like the local maple syrup, it'll be in our coffee, but it'll also be in our maple walnut ice cream, and it'll be on our sweet breakfast sandwiches. So we just had strawberry season. So during strawberry season, we sold the native strawberries in the stand, but it was also in our muffin tops and then our strawberry ice cream. And if you ordered a strawberry milkshake, you're going to have native strawberries in it. Right now we're in the blueberry season. So We do a blueberry cobbler ice cream. Our muffin tops will be made with the blueberries, and of course you can buy them for sale in the market. The Peach Festival was a big thing in Wilbraham, and there are still native peaches around. So we make an excellent peach ice cream with the native peaches, and we'll make peach muffin tops and peach breads and stuff. So we're not only are we, you know, you can source the product itself there, corn, tomatoes, as the seasons come to fruition, so to speak, but you also, it's in our product. We use the best stuff we can get anyways, and that is the best stuff, so.
And how are you pulling off local music?
What?
Yeah, a little bit of that. We started that a couple years ago. We put in an outdoor fire pit. Typically do it on like Friday, Saturday, Sunday evenings. We get some of the local artists come in there. It's low key. It's a good vibe. The fire pit's going. People are there happy. It's family friendly. It's a lot of fun. I like it. I mean, it's BYOB. I don't ever promote it because I always forget, but it's BYOB. Most people are there getting ice cream, but they can actually, you know, have a glass of wine or a beer or whatever, too, if they want.
Now you are speaking my language, good sir. I love BYOB establishments. I haven't seen live music since March, and you've got ice cream, so what could possibly be better? And Phil keeps calling you Antonio Maloney, but I have your name written down here as Anthony. Which one do you prefer?
It's Anthony Maloney, so.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Probably figured it out already, a little Italian in me.
Oh, good. I knew I liked you, Antonio Maloney. Anthony Maloney from Rice Fruit Farm in Wilbraham, and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.
Sorry, Anthony.
No, that's all right.
Antonio makes it awesome. My son's name is Crescenzo, which was my grandfather's name when he came over from Italy. So
we have a couple Italian, a little Italian vibe. We make a limoncello ice cream that's excellent.
Oh, you should put booze in it since you're BYOB.
So you know those are good. And we make an ice cream called stracciatella, which literally translates to shavings in Italian. And it's more almost of a gelato feel, but it's got dark chocolate shavings that bleed into the vanilla ice cream. So yeah, a little of this, a little of that. A lot of things going on over there.